chapter 9, Mishnah 10, Ha'asa Medes B'socha Pesach. So next case with this Hav, this Madden Hav, if it's standing upright in the doorway, it's now standing upright in the doorway, V'ein Beina L'Bein HaMashkoif Pesach Tefach, and there is not between it and the lintel a tefach opening. There's less than a tefach between it and the lintel. And also says the kati, it's close enough to be treated as flush, and likewise around its side. So it's basically fitting perfectly in this doorway, and it's now considered part of the doorway. The doorway is entirely blocked. Tuma v'socha, if there is impurity inside this hav, habay is tahor. So the house is pure, because now that it's like part of the wall, basically, it blocks the impurity from entering the house. Now we look at it as a utensil that blocks a hole, which is part of a wall. So it forms part of the wall.
An external doorway, you're talking.
Yeah, an external doorway. Tumah b'bayis, if there's impurity in the house, masha b'socha tameh, what is in the hav is impure. Shederech ha-tumah l'tzeis v'ein darka le'kanais. Because it's that old principle that if the tumah has to exit through this door, says the kati, the case of yours, this is the door it's going to go out of, then it will make this bihav impure. What's inside the bihav will become impure.